Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Rob Hooper, who's the president and CEO of the Northern Nevada Development Authority, plus on the Power Pundit panel, we've got Sean Carey, James Smack, and Jill Derby. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Rob Hooper. He is the Executive Director of the Northern Nevada Development Authority. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
So to say the least, your business is going crazy.
It is. It's in a very good way.
Right. And you were mentioning to me right before we went on air that Fernley is really the center point right now.
Fernley and that the whole 50 corridor going out there and alternate 95 going down into central rural Nevada, we're seeing a lot more interest in that area now than we ever have.
What kind of companies?
It varies, but big distribution companies. We have one we're going to be announcing. I can't mention their name right now for Fernley. That's going to be building a 500,000 square foot building out there. We have,
you know what? At this point in time, when you say 500,000 square foot building, you say, "Oh, one, a small one."
Really? But compared to what it was
right.
Like 10 years ago,
right?
The market's changed a lot. So distribution, advanced manufacturing, and we're starting to see a lot more logistics, particularly on the rail side, the rail and the load and transfer type stuff.
There was discussion a while back that Union Pacific had bought 150 acres out at Tahirino Industrial Center, and that was potentially going to be the new intermodal. Is that what you're hearing, too?
I've heard that. But the rail activity I'm looking at is really within Fernley and going down the main line south of there. We have a new short line, the first actual real short line operating now in northern Nevada, which is Black Gold Terminals out at in Fernley and right on the border of Fernley and Churchill. They're investing quite a bit right now in upgrading their facilities. They're going to be doing lift and load there, and then they'll be going down the Mina Line. We have Omaha Tracks. It's building a facility right where the Mina Line splits. We have Top Rail and Hawthorne that's putting a major facility in there. So rail's becoming the sort of the flavor of the month, so to speak.
And I'm hearing a lot of rumors about expansion in Hawthorne as well, that some major development, economic development there.
Yeah, and that's the Top Rail driven. They're going to be putting in a car refurbishing customer down there. And so, yeah, that whole Mina Line, as we look at a rewrite of the Nevada State Rail Plan that NDOT's working on right now, that's going to light up central Nevada. quite substantially.
And when you say car refurbishing, what does that mean?
The cars that they haul behind the trains, they have to be refurbished.
Oh, train cars.
Yeah, okay. Train cars. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I get my rail hat on. But they have to clean them and repaint them and re-stencil them, and then they have to store them. And it turns out Nevada, as we already knew, is a great place to store things because they don't rust.
Yes, to say the least.
Yeah, so we have quite a few clients that are looking at that. But I think you're going to see this become a major extension of the ports. As the ports in L.A., Long Beach, and Oakland have become quite congested, this is a good place to move container traffic to both west-east and east-west.
Okay, so as you say that, I mean, do you see some kind of container terminal located in Nevada?
Yeah, I really do. That's where the talk has been going for years. Mr. Skaggs, who used to be the director of NCED before it became GOED,
right.
And then he was the first director under GOED, we went over and met with BNSF in Salt Lake with their top executives 6 years ago, and that was the conversation. It's what the ports are looking at. The ports need a place to offload containers, and so they can take the containers, put them right on rail, bring them right into Northern Nevada, and then truck out of here.
Okay, so what kind of employment would you see out of that? Is it mostly mechanical, or is there a need for people to operate these?
Well, it's different levels, as always. You're going to need more rail employees. The rail has a rail academy on that, and we're talking to them about how to incorporate that into our community college system. There's logistics specialists. There's robotics folks. Companies that do distribution with added value. There's advanced manufacturing. Trucking is going to go up.
So what's distribution with added value?
Distribution with added value is where a company would ship in a product and they need to have it put together here before it goes out.
Okay.
Or you need to add this piece to it. So it's adding value to something that's manufactured 90% somewhere else. They'll do the finishing touches here and then ship to customer.
Are you seeing any interest further south, going into Nye County, for example?
Yes, absolutely. And that's where the rail is so important. We've been in communication with Nye County. There's a lot of mining that could benefit from rail down there. There used to be rail that went all the way down to Beatty. And that rail line is still there. The tracks are gone, but the right-of-ways and the beds are there. And so I know that's something that NDOT's looking at, and also rail investors who look at that 100-year infrastructure investment. And I've met with our folks in D.C., Senator Heller, and I sat down there at National Railroad Day when I was back for that. And I said, Senator, this is going to be a big deal. And he says, we're going to make this a big deal because it's real important for rural Nevada to have rail. For ag, for mining, and for industry to develop down that line.
Are you seeing anything in terms of west to east, east to west development for central Nevada? Because, when Yucca Mountain was on the table, the idea was that instead of going through Las Vegas, you would go from Caliente over to central Nevada. And that line would also open up economic development for the folks in central Nevada.
Well, I see it being more north-south functioning, but that in a way becomes northwest to southeast, if
right.
you really think about it.
Right.
But if you follow the line on this side that goes down through Beatty, it's really how do we connect 80 and 15 on both sides of the state? Because you already have the line that goes down from Wendover to Ely, and that can drop down a little bit and you can hit 15 there. So I think those are Midwestern Rail now is running over on that side of the state. So we see the short line industry coming in, the class ones being more aggressive. I think we're going to become more rail-centric in Nevada. It's almost embarrassing when you look at the national rail map, and the big hole in the middle of it is Nevada.
Yeah.
You know, and we need to get that fixed. And I think the state and our federal delegation and the industry itself is very focused on seeing that happen.
All right, let's take a break more with Rob Hooper when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. We can save you money and add comfort and value to your home. To find out how, check out our new website. If you visit the site before June, you could win $1,000 cash in a random drawing. Just enter your name, Nevada zip code, and email, and you could be the lucky winner. Go to homeenergyexperts.com. That's homeenergyexperts.com. Must be 18 or older. The drawing will be held June 1st.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, you come on the show, you get a promotion. So Rob Hooper, in the space of 7 minutes, has gone from executive director to president and CEO of the Northern Nevada Development Authority.
There you go.
Let's talk about a couple of things. One of the issues, obviously, we got to talk about is housing. And
yes.
One, you know, the Reno-Sparks area, the numbers are just going through the roof. I mean, in the middle levels, houses are rising somewhere in the order of $27,000 a month.
Right.
And so it's pricing people out. But people are looking at places like Fernley, Fallon, as places. Lance Gilman said on the program last week that, you know, the major builders can put up housing faster than you can imagine. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, they will. And the shortage there for the major builders is workforce themselves. They just can't get enough workers in the construction trades right now. That is the challenge that they face. We see a lot of market rate being built right now, and housing breaks into really three different categories in my description. You have market rate housing, which is we'll make this house and sell it at the top of the market. A lot of that going on right now in Carson and Minden, throughout the region. Then you have the affordable housing, which is more your Section 8 subsidized housing. There's quite a few projects going on in that area. What we don't have going on right now is what I call the missing middle, which we like to refer to as obtainable housing. The guideline is that, from the feds, is that you should never put more than 35% of your total income towards your housing costs,
right,
which would be all in, insurance and everything else. So if you look at somebody making $17, $20 an hour up to about $80,000 a year, we aren't building houses for the bulk of our folks that live here. So that's where we're focused as an economic development authority. We're partnered up with the Housing Division of Business and Industry at the state and with Nevada Rural Housing Authority in trying to look at new ways to fund developers to come in either through land trusts or through 99-year lease programs to try to lower the cost of nice homes for that that level of housing.
And, you know, looking back a few years, I mean, Elko, for the longest time, had trouble
yes.
attracting builders to come in, even though the demand was there, banks weren't lending. Are you finding the banks are at least interested in supporting this?
I don't think the funding is the issue right now. It's really getting the construction industry to move in that direction. And, I mean, you have to empathize to a degree. It took a hard hit during the housing crash.
Yeah, but they got to get over it. I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, what do you need to have happen? I mean, this gold mine has exploded here in Nevada.
Right.
And, you know, anybody that's sitting here thinking that this is all going to come crashing down next month, the landscape has changed so dramatically. The
yes.
economy is so diversified, and it's diversified into industries. You know, data storage is not going to go away if there's a recession.
Right.
I mean, that's just something that is guaranteed.
Well, and we have, when I think back 10 years ago, the kinds of companies we had come in here. We had some pretty big brand names that came in here as distribution centers. But we're now getting advanced manufacturing global companies here. They're not going away.
Right.
And they're going to attract a whole supply chain around them. So I agree with you. I think it's here to stay. And we already are known globally now as the place to go and be to service the Western United States.
Are we looking at national builders to come in, you know, that have the workforce?
Well, it's the national developers or builders that come in here rely on local trades. So they'll still be hiring from the same subs. And the problem is there's such a demand, and the wages in that category are going up dramatically.
Right.
I know one of our projects in Carson City right now that the Hoppin May Adams Foundation is building, the what we call 308 Curry Street project, which is a beautiful building if you've been there to look at that.
Right.
Downtown Carson City. They're right now working on their fourth stucco contractor because they keep hiring stucco guys and they get hired away to some other job where they're paying them more. It's just we're in this really big boom. If I was young, I would seriously look at going into the building trades right now.
Right, to say the least. Yeah. We've got about a minute left.
Okay.
Talk to me about education, an educated workforce.
Right. That is our major focus right now, is skilled workers. We don't have the houses to bring them here and import them. The high schools don't have enough student flow going through it. Where are we going to get it? So in working with Nevada System of Higher Education, we've instituted a program called ROADS, Realizing Opportunities for the American Dream to Succeed. And we're focused on the Nevadans that left high school but did not pursue any post-secondary, but are working at sort of low wages. It's estimated there's 650,000 in the state. So
wow.
We're focused on the 25 to 34-year-old category, trying to get them re-involved with education. We can help a student at Western Nevada College, for instance, in manufacturing, go from an $11, $12 an hour job within a semester, get them up in the $70,000 area through manufacturing certifications. So we're pushing really hard to reach into our Nevadan group and get them back to school.
And that's where we have to leave it. Rob Hoopa, lots more to talk about. Come back
lots.
Soon.
Thank you.
Pleasure. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Sean Carey is here, the political commentator. Jill Derby is former Nevada Democratic Party chair. And James Smack is the former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Pleasure to have you all here with big titles, though, I must say. So it's been an interesting week. As far as political ads go, we're seeing a lot of Steve Sisolak. Obviously, he has a huge amount of funding and Harry Reid support. And now you're seeing the NSEA running a lot of Chris Gee ads. But the thing that strikes me, especially for those in Northern Nevada, is how unknown these two folks really are.
They are unknown up here. I mean, that is the race, but that's the undiscovered territory that might make or break this race.
Well, it's going to be Washoe, right?
Yes, of course. I mean, and as we know with Nevada, so goes Washoe, so goes the state. And I do not think that this race is over yet. I do not think that Sisolak has it buttoned up by any stretch of the imagination. And from seeing both of the campaigns, he may have a lot of support behind him, but I'm seeing the fire in the belly coming from the Chris Gee side.
Jill?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I agree. I think it's still up in the air. It's interesting. You know, Chris Gee was the only one that voted against that stadium that's been popular down in Las Vegas. I hear that from people. They both bring an education background. You know, I served 6 years with Steve on the Board of Regents, so he knows something about higher education. Chris Gee is passionate about K-12. K-12 is always more of an interest to the electorate in general. She does bring a kind of passion. I've always said, you know, a lot of who wins election is a lot about the personality, the expressiveness, the way of coming across. And Chris Gee is very energized. I've listened to her speak, and she really connects with people.
James, as an observer on the Republican side, your thoughts?
Well, I think the one thing I've observed from Steve Sisolak is it seems like he keeps on trying to move himself to the left where he has made a career out of being a conservative Democrat. And I'm not sure that's going to be something that's going to play well for him in the long game on the Democrat side. So I think the race is going to tighten up. I think it's going to be a horse race right to the end, and I would be afraid to call it one way or the other at this point in time. I think either one of them has a good chance, and I think either one of them will be a formidable adversary come November.
Jill, when you ran in CD2, you ran as a conservative Democrat.
Well, I like to think of myself more as a moderate Democrat, but you know, CD2 at the time was all of rural Nevada, and it's really important to connect with people because of my rural roots and ranching background. I had that ability to do it, but had to listen to their issues and pay attention, and it worked for me. Things that I could align with that were important to the rural constituency.
And I think Steve has probably, a better opportunity of making that connection if he wins the nomination. I think Chris Gee is going to be seen as a little bit on the extreme side by the folks in the rurals, and I don't think she'll get quite as much traction there, but she may not need it.
You know, one of the things responding to that, she is clearly the progressive candidate, and she doesn't hide it.
Absolutely.
There's a kind of authenticity.
It's in her ad.
It's right there out in front of you.
And it really is refreshing because, you know, in Nevada politics, you have to be careful of that. That doesn't always resonate and play well, and I think that's who she is, and she said from the beginning, that's who I am, and that's who...
And I would add that when talking about who's going to connect with the voters out in the rural counties, I disagree, James. I think that she'll do just fine out there because she's much more of a roll-up-your-sleeves type, get out there and shake hands with people. She'll march in every one of those parades. We know all about the parades.
Of course.
She'll be out there marching them. She'll go to every single pancake breakfast in every senior center, and she'll get out there and talk to people the way she's been doing up here in Washoe County. And she'll do that much, much more so than
I don't. I don't doubt that she's going to work hard for it. I don't doubt that she is going to work in the rural counties to try and find votes there. I just think that Steve Sisolak will be a little bit more appealing to the voters in those areas as far as finding those crossover independents and that type of thing, folks that he can connect with versus the more progressive candidate in Chris Gee. That's simply my observation. So.
Yes, you're correct. But by the same token, when you're dealing with the voters in the rural part of Nevada, these people want to know. I mean, it's back to the George Bush question, who do you want to have a beer with?
Right.
And when you're taking Chris Gee versus Steve Sisolak, the people are going to want to have Chris Gee over for dinner, and they look at Steve Sisolak as a slick, polished Las Vegas politician, which is exactly what he is.
And Chris really connects with people. I've just seen her in a crowd and so forth, and people just are drawn to her. And she has that kind of warmth and charisma, and she's just who she is, and people like that.
But the big question is going to be, as the race turns negative, which obviously is going to end up turning that way, it already started with attacks on Chris Gee's deceased husband, that he was making most of his money from running Chris Gee's campaigns. I thought it was a really cheap shot. You know, that's the beginning.
It is. I thought that was a phenomenally bad move, especially, I mean, this politically, this is the year of the woman. So you go after a widow and you criticize her deceased husband's sources of income. I thought it was a phenomenally bad move, and I think it's going to backfire.
I do, too. I don't think it's going to work. I think there's too much going for her that people will really discount that. It's another negative ad. He does have a lot more money to play with than she does, and he will ride up to the primary, and so he'll play that card. But I don't think it's going to be that compelling to voters.
I think it's poor judgment on the part of the Sisolak campaign. Stay with what you've done. And usually in primaries, I try to advise that of any candidate, regardless of the side of the equation that they're on. You're still going to need these voters in the general election. If you alienate them too much, they may just stay home. And so what you don't want to do is take the chance of alienating them. And going after a widow's deceased husband is poor form.
And that's where we're going to leave it. But you guys were so good, we're going to hold you over to the next show. We'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, Mike Hillaby, Director of Legislative Affairs for Kempton Pro. See you next time.